This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinians remains the only answer to that conflict. Mr. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. President Biden also played down the idea that the newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats, as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. My party still supports Israel, President Biden said. U.S. President Biden also says he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. President Biden says he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. President Moon is welcoming America's return to the world stage, while Mr. Biden is praising the long history of shared sacrifice by the two allies. Mr. Biden says the U.S. has agreed to vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. The president also noted South Korea's growing influence on American pop culture, saying, quote, K-pop fans are universal, end quote. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed state election commission said that his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy came to power after a landslide 2015 election victory